This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. She's probably going to be the next Supreme Court Justice. She just needs to be approved, but she's been nominated by the press over the weekend, and she has the credentials. Even plenty of Democrats are bowing to that, but she is a proven conservative and has the high five blessing of the University of Notre Dame. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend as we roll into another week where there's going to be a lot of conversation about this woman who now is thrust into the limelight and what will happen as that hearing gets closer and closer and what that's going to be like. And certainly the president, I think, knew that he had the right choice here. He had a short list of people. She was one of the first people on the list, had the conversation in the White House, and I think he knew right then that this is who it was going to be, that she was going to be the one that he was going to nominate for this position. She is, as I said, on the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. She's a devout Catholic. She's a working mother to seven kids, including two children adopted from Haiti. She worked for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who died, as we all know, in 2016. And she is devoted, and she is said this often, to the literal interpretation of the Constitution that would be known as originalism. There's no question that is where she sits. Absolutely. So critics are concerned that her nomination risks an overturn of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that guarantees a woman's right to an abortion, we know that, right, as well as the Affordable Care Act, or what some would call Obamacare, that there's a great chance that that gets wiped off the map. And I think the hearing is going to be interesting to see what she's asked about both of those. And of course, she will be asked about, about all of that. But she is somebody who I think will pass muster with certainly the Senate Republicans. They have the majority. I don't think anyone bails on this. Isn't it wild that Trump gets three Supreme Court nominations? Wow. Neil Gorsuch, easy for me to say, and Brett Kavanaugh, as we know, and this is now the third nominee. And, it's interesting because there definitely is going to be some attacks on her. There's definitely going to be looking at the overall record, which is normal, and I think the spot that they're going to really hit her with, the Democrats anyway, is going to be on healthcare, because based on how she's ruled in the circuit court, and based on things that we've seen, it looks as though that's what would happen. Right now, there are still those debating that the Senate should wait until after the election before holding the hearings, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so at all. I think that what's going to happen is it's going to be bing, 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 and there's going to be the approval, and then poof, off to the races. There is a lot at stake. Of course, there's a lot at stake. But there are some in Indiana that are coming out and saying, listen, if you look at more about Amy Coney Barrett, you'll see that she's has an impressive intellect, character, temperament. That's what made her such a successful nominee for the U.S. Court of Appeals. and that will serve her as a justice of the Supreme Court, and that she's a jurist first. She acts first in accordance with the laws. And, you know, it's interesting. She's a legal scholar. She's a teacher. She taught at Notre Dame. She has a very interesting background, needless to say. And there have been a lot of, I won't say a lot, but there have been several Democratic watchdog groups, etc., that are saying, you know, you look at her and you do definitely get a woman of integrity. You definitely get this dedicated mother of seven. The whole Catholic faith, that will be on trial or up for grabs, if you will. And, you know, when she was asked about this before with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, she said her religion should have nothing to do with the review of her legal credentials. And I think it's going to be the same thing here for the Supreme nomination. Fine, look under the hood. You can look at my record as a Notre Dame law professor, as an appellate judge. You can look at my commitment to constitutional principles, which, given that, you think of Antonin Scalia, and that was pretty much how he was, too. I think her nomination really, again, there'll be some sticky moments, because there always is. Isn't that part of it? But the majority is with the Republicans, and I can't imagine that she will not get on the bench. It would be, I think, shocking if she didn't get on the bench. Now, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Saturday repeated the argument that Ginsburg's seat shouldn't be filled until after the election. He singled out the Affordable Care Act, the fear it would be dismantled when referencing her, and says, you know, this is disastrous, basically, but disastrous in his mind or not, I think this one absolutely sails through. We're going to talk more about that as we move through this hour, and especially when we go to the mailbag. That's coming up. Plenty of you had a lot to say about this judge, but I want to make sure that I tilt in this direction at the top of the show, because I always do this, because I always get asked this question by so many of you. You want to know the hard numbers. So, numbers don't lie, or maybe they do. No. These numbers, these are the numbers that I have. These are the numbers that I believe are those that are being counted on the rolls anyway. 205,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the United States of America. 714 cases. If we look worldwide, thank you very much. We have people listening to us in the greatness of UK, and also in Australia, down under, and plenty of other people in Spain and in India as well, and some other places, Wales, etc., New Zealand. But anyway, 996,000 deaths worldwide, total number of cases, 33 million, recovered 22.8 million. That's where we're at. Lots of conversations about forecasting for the vaccine constantly, fears of a surge of COVID-19 cases as the world approaches 1 million, and of course temperatures changing and flu season coming up, and especially in the United States, that's one of the biggest concerns. Roger, listening to us in Indiana, says ACB is a winner, Kate, and I'll tell you why. He's up first when we go to the mailbag.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, so we are in the mailroom. Ton of mail about Amy Coney Barrett. So I got a lot of emails over the weekend, a flurry of them. In fact, this one from Roger in Indiana, who says, Kate, here's why ACB is the one and is the perfect pick. I know that you've talked a little bit about this, but her incredible legal experience really sets her apart. She has an excellent judicial record and shows that she's going to defend the rights of Americans and defend the rule of law. That's somebody who you would want in there. The colleagues of hers at Notre Dame Law School signed a letter supporting her 2017 nomination, calling her a model of the fair, impartial, and sympathetic judge. The word impartial stands out to my friends who have their pitchforks out on the Democratic side of the aisle. Impartial, impartial really stands out. They should feel good about that. The American Bar Association also, Kate, rated Judge Barrett as well qualified in 2017 when she picked up that position on the circuit court. She's going to be great as a Supreme Court justice. I hope that she flies through this. And we put her on the bench, and I'm proud of Indiana being represented by the way. All right, yeah, she, just to throw more of what Roger said, if you wanted a couple of quick bullet points about her, she worked for 15 years in academia, you know, Notre Dame, the pride of Notre Dame, certainly, and she practiced trial and appellate litigation in D.C. At two big places, one I'm familiar with. I've done some work, actually, with them on a few things, Baker Botts, and then Miller, Cassidy, LaRocca, and Lewin is the other one that she worked at, which means nothing to you, but just that she worked for these big firms that handled some very, very big pieces of litigation and do, because they're well-respected law firms, whatever. It's interesting. I would say this, too. That she's, I mean, there she is on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And if you, again, look at her, the way she's voted on a couple of things, I mean, she gosh, I could go in a couple different directions with her. She's had work published in some really prominent journals like the Virginia Law Review, the Texas Law Review, the Columbia Law Review, and you might say, well, what does that mean? But you don't get those pages if you don't have something to put up against the wall. And she's had incredible, as far as the legal scholar side, incredible accolades from Notre Dame Law School, at Rhodes College. She graduated with honors there, And her focus is on the law, on the letter of the law. So I think that it definitely, for the conservative side, this is a no-brainer. It's just a no-brainer. This is somebody that I think he wanted to nominate before Kavanaugh, but then went with Kavanaugh. But I believe, yeah, her name has come up before. All right, I got this one from Patrick, who says, there goes Obamacare. Do we not give a crap about people's lives and being able to afford health care? How ridiculous is this? I can't imagine that it holds up with this vote and the court swinging even more conservatively. We have got to find a way to make health care affordable. Otherwise, more people are just going to continue to drop dead of XYZ diseases because nobody wants to go to the doctor and have to pay for it. Half the time you pay in cash. And I think this is disastrous because of the way the court will shape up. I have no idea what happens when that comes up. It will, because it keeps getting mentioned. And this is the president's agenda, is to eliminate that, the ACA, and come up with something else. But you know, keep people keep saying, what's the something else? But first she has to get in there, and then, yes, when you look at the numbers are swayed in that direction. We'll see. I think there's a couple of things that could go down that a lot of people don't want to see happen, and that's probably one of them. The expectations here are very interesting. Then there is this one from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, I think that the choice of a woman was smart anyway. I think there were a couple of different choices that would have been good. But I believe now that I've read more about Barrett, that she is absolutely solid. And there should be no problem confirming her, especially with the deck that is stacked. So anybody can write any op-ed pieces or attack in any direction they want, but she's going to be it. I can't imagine there's anything hiding under the covers that will derail this nomination. It's just a question of how soon will it be? How quickly will this get confirmed? Yeah, I mean, there's the big question mark, because it has to roll out soon. I mean, the election is November 3rd. We are here at the very tail end of September, almost swinging into the beginning of October. So there's not a lot of time. Maybe it could be a time issue, and that's what it'll come down to. But there's also a time. I mean, there's also a chance that it gets pushed in, and we'll see. All right. Let's move to another one, because I got so many of those. This one is from Sasha, who says, I work for the airlines, at least I do now, but I'm sure that I will be laid off. This is the worst crisis that we have faced in my career with the airlines. It is so sad. People are so worried after what happened in the past with 9/11 and the decline in jobs. I think more people are going to be afraid to fly, so a lot of those flights get pushed back, and it's just a nasty piece of business. Luckily, my husband has a pretty solid job, but the furloughs are going to be awful. I mean, already so many of my friends have taken unpaid leave or just left the airlines with so many planes that are parked and a service being cut. I can't imagine that we're not going to see this get worse and worse. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I think for the airlines, they got that $25 billion in aid. The condition was they didn't lay off workers until October. But I think the expectation was the virus would be under control by now. Instead, it's spreading. And air travel is stuck at about 700,000 passengers a day, a third of the normal rate. So the prospects of a deal are pretty uncertain at this point because of the haggling over a relief package. And that means if you work for the airlines and you're hanging by a thread, you're going to continue to hang until it gets cut. And that is so sad, isn't it? But, I mean, well, you got 1,800 planes that are hanging out in the desert in Arizona. They can't fly them. There's not enough interest in flying. So there you go. Oh, boy. And especially someone soaring along, they feel good about their job. And then, but that's how many people are in that boat? A lot of people are in that boat. Oh, my gosh, so many people are in that boat. Okay, this one is from Craig, and Craig says, Kate, I thought of you and this whole vaccine thing. I read a story about 500,000 sharks could be killed for the vaccine because of an ingredient that the shark contains, this natural oil made in the liver of sharks. Isn't that interesting? And I wonder what that does to the underwater environment if they need 3,000 sharks to extract just a little bit of this stuff that they need. Think of the doses of COVID-19 containing liver oil and how many sharks would need to be slaughtered for this squalene stuff that they're using. Well, a lot. They're saying around 250,000. And what does that do to the underwater environment? Seems drastic, right? That's a lot. 250,000? Are you kidding me? Oof. Crazy. But if it's the thing that saves everybody, and if enough people take the vaccine, and it's a necessary ingredient, which way do you vote? I vote that you got to get this stuff. For me, it's a no-brainer. I don't have anything against sharks, but if we're going to take a bunch of predators out of the water, and it's to, for goodness sake, round out this vaccine, and it's a proven method to be part of what the vaccine consists of, then I think absolutely there's no question. You have to go for it. Have to. Mic drop moment. Oh, this is a good one. Coming up around the bend.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened. If they want to set a precedent, this is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, Hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences, and when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 infections continue to rise in the U.S., former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
Major trials underway with more than 30,000 patients in each trial. Pfizer enrolled 44,000, Moderna 30,000. J&J just announced a trial with 60,000 patients. These are major outcomes trials, so we should wait and see what the data ultimately shows. But the expectation is that this vaccine is going to be partially protective, a lot like the flu vaccine, where for certain people it will provide full immunity, but for other people it's not going to provide as much protection.
There's a brand new wildfire in California. Reporter Jeffrey Schwab.
The glass fire is tearing through terrain near communities just north of the heart of Napa Valley wine country, forcing the evacuation of thousands. Patients and staff at the 80-bed St. Helena Hospital were evacuated as well. Ron Filter had to leave his home at 4:30 in the morning.
Flames climbing up the whole mountainside.
Gusty winds and intense heat and dry lands are fueling the blaze, the second in the region in a month's time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Abra, abracadabra. Ooh, that totally relates to our mic drop moment coming up. Kate Delaney, you can always send me your thoughts. For warming up in the background, you can always send me your thoughts. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're having fun with these mic drop moments. All right, here's a scoop. And I think I've talked about this before, but does anybody in the pandemic have a spare $74,500? You can buy one of these. So I've talked about the fact that this is coming. This is coming. And it's a dog that's a bot. It's called a dog bot. And Boston Dynamics robot dogs have been deployed in Singapore to enforce social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some U.S. police departments have acquired their own. Civil liberties groups are not happy about this. The four-legged model has, of course, I said, if you had that money, you could buy one. And you could. So here's what's really crazy. This robot dog has been wandering around on the streets in a couple of different places. So it's triggering fear and defensiveness. I mean, seriously, like no joke, like, oh, look, there's a robot dog. No, people are taking footage of it, screaming, freaking out, whatever. Even if the dog is saying hello and being friendly, because they're programmed to say certain things as they amble down the sidewalk, but it is futuristic, I guess, right? And seeing a robot dog and one following you, which that's happened to a few people, it makes them uncomfortable, right? I don't know. I look at the robot dog and I want to pet it. I want to give it some treats. But what kind of treats do you give a robot dog? I do understand if you just had no idea what it was about and all of a sudden you turn around and that's what you see and it's this persistent robot dog. It does feel, you know, it does kind of put you, it would be kind of off-putting, I guess. I'm looking for the word to use here. And since I couldn't come up with it, I think it's off-putting. It would be a little off-putting. I know that if I was walking down the street, it was later at night or whatever, and I had no clue, and I heard this rambling around, I turned around and saw it. It'd be a little freaky. So it is a mic drop moment, because it's happening. It's happening right here in the good old U.S. Down boy, down boy. They were going to use it in combat. They talked about using it in combat, but they said it was too loud for combat and was supposedly shelved, but not shelved now. It's been unveiled. And it's actually possibly going to be this whole NASA thing. Because if you look at it, the unstable terrain and all that stuff, you could have the robot dog. Why not? I mean, there's all kinds of robots. So that's it, bottom line. The robot dog wins the mic drop. Because one, good for Boston Dynamics. I mean, you should see this thing. It is pretty incredible the way it moves. And I've seen I've been at other conventions back in the day of having conventions and meeting people face to face. And I've seen other kinds of robots. But this is one that just really kind of startles you, I think. And I can see how it could also be something that could work with, it's a little bit of disruption. It could work, obviously. In Singapore, they say it's working, and that's why they're using it, because they don't have enough people to deploy, and then the dog that's a robotic dog isn't getting COVID. And it apparently is working. Somebody put out a tweet, shoot on sight if you see the robot dog. I don't think so. All right, this has captivated the world, and for good reason, because don't mess with my social media, some say. A lot of people have made millions on TikTok, and a U.S. judge in Washington late on Sunday temporarily blocked a Trump administration order that was set to bar Apple and Alphabet Inc., Google, basically, from offering the TikTok app. But this U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said in a brief he was issuing a preliminary injunction to prevent the TikTok app store ban from taking effect. So people who wanted to be able to mess around with that, you're in. You're in, because that's how they've ruled. That's how he's ruled. And it seemed like it was a done deal, but it's not. Because now there's all this national security concern still about personal data collected on 100 million Americans who use the app, and that China's government could get a hold of it. And look at, you know, the company that runs it has a preliminary deal for Walmart and Oracle to take stake in the company. TikTok Global would oversee the U.S. operations. So bottom line is this. Are the Chinese spying on your grandchildren, your children, if they're doing the TikTok thing? Maybe, but that doesn't seem to bother those that are using TikTok. And like I mentioned, some are those, I'm going to call them mavericks, or trailblazers, or whatever word you want to use, are making a fortune on TikTok. Do a little dance, make a little dough. TikTok. I mean, seriously, TikTok. All right, nothing with TikTok here, but I'll tell you what, it is interesting. The polls are through the roof on this election. ABC, Washington Post poll say the interest in this election is one of the highest ever. Now, how do they know that? Because the small sampling of people that they talked to. I mean, seriously, they found 58% of registered voters are very closely following the 2020 presidential election. Duh. The highest percentage since the disputed 2000 election between former President George W. Bush and Democrat Al Gore. So we go back to that. of only 12% of registered voters are following not so closely or not closely at all. But voter enthusiasm usually leads to higher voter turnout, and that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. Listen, I have screamed about that forever. That's, you know, that's the one thing I've said. I challenge everyone, just vote, vote, vote. I don't understand. I've been in other places where people don't have the right to vote, and it makes me sick. I've been in places where people are threatened with guns to stuff ballot boxes. We get to vote. We get to have a say. The more people that have a say, the better. The more people that do that. And, you know, sometimes you get that, oh, I'm voting, and then they don't go out and vote. To have 30 to 40% of Americans voting, that's a disgrace. At least over 50. Oh, at least over 50, please. All right, so how is the election going since I've gone down this path and there's all this big interest near an all-time high, so says ABC and Washington Post? There's something else I was looking at. I've been looking at the numbers and how they're trending. And I'll just give you one poll because this poll shows what I'm seeing, too. The CBS poll that just came out said Trump was up big in South Carolina and then virtually tied in North Carolina and Georgia. So he's got a 10-point lead in South Carolina, which is important. He, as I said, North Carolina and Georgia, that's kind of a tie. That they're two important battleground states. And this is the, you know, you look at the margin of error, and it's tight. I mean, it's super, super tight. This is going to be a down to the wire. I don't think we know on election night who's taking it, the current president or Joe Biden. I don't. I just think it's with the mail-in ballots and counting, we're going to see very much what we saw with Bush and Gore. I would be very surprised if we don't, and I would be pleasantly surprised if we didn't see that. To be able to announce somebody on election night would be much more exciting to me than to wait and see this, you know, dragged around, and then what happens is it ends up in the lap of the Supreme Court again. Do we have that happen? Ugh. Hopefully not. I mean, hopefully not. By the way, since we're on that study poll study thing, why don't I just blow your mind and give you another quick one? No, seriously. Fewer than 10% of Americans have coronavirus antibodies. You know, people keep talking about antibodies, I'm getting tested, whatever. But so far, that idea of herd immunity, forget about it. I don't think this is surprising. Blood samples from over 28,000 patients on dialysis in 46 states. What did they find out? Only 10% of the blood samples throughout the U.S. had coronavirus antibodies. So you've got the director of the CDC pointing to the data while addressing a congressional committee this past week, saying 90% of the people in the U.S. are susceptible to coronavirus. It would be great if there was herd immunity. No need to worry. Are we going to lock down? Do we have to wear the mask, social distance? I mean, yeah, but it doesn't look that way. It doesn't look that way. And especially if you're talking about somebody older, if you're listening to me and you're older and you have diabetes, heart disease, whatever the underlying condition might be, very, very, very tough. All right, we're going to end this hour with some levity or some fun anyway. This or that, the technical maestro for the show, Eric, joins us on the flip side. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Appreciate all of you listening. Joining us now, behind the scenes of the mothership in Minneapolis, the huge studios, the network, the incredible planet that it is, the nerves center of this show. We go to Eric, our technical maestro, to join us for this or that. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
What's it like to be in that big brain there in Minneapolis?
It's not quite how you introduced it, but that was one hell of an introduction.
All right, as long as you know, this is all about radio. It's the theater of the mind, they say.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, so if you have the chance to go anywhere in the world right now, plane ticket, and you're safe. I mean, look, they put you in a bubble, whatever, and your girlfriend, and she can go with you. Would you choose to go to Europe or an exotic beach somewhere?
I'll go with the exotic beach somewhere.
Yeah, because you just get to chill, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been, like, craving lately anyways.
Yeah, me too. You know, so isn't that funny? Because in Europe, what would you do? Look at a bunch of statues, fun, bunch of people that are painted from the Renaissance period. Who cares? I mean, exotic beach, just go and drink Mai Tais. I don't know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All that right now.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are feeling that way, that they just want to do something else, whatever it is. You know, it's interesting. We talk about food, of course, a lot. If you have the choice between a calzone or a extra large pizza, which are you taking?
Another good one. I guess I'll go with the pizza.
I think I would go with the pizza too, but doesn't a calzone sound... When was the last time you had a calzone?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to remember. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I know when I was a kid, like, that was a big deal. Like, oh, we went so-and-so place and we got a calzone. And for people who don't know, a calzone is an Italian oven-baked folded pizza. And it's like, people call it kind of a turnover made with folded leavened dough, right? And it started in Naples in the 18th century, and it was produced, you know, people loved it, so they started producing more and more of it. It started to pop up more. And in modern times, you know, it's still out there, the whole idea of the calzone. I don't know, calzones seem so big, though, don't they?
Yeah, but in a good way.
Do you know what the difference between a calzone and a stromboli is?
I don't know what a stromboli is.
Ah, that's because you're not from the East Coast. All right, they have strombolis, too, not to confuse everyone listening. But what's your choice, calzone, stromboli, or pizza? Calzone is like sort of the shape of a taco. It is the shape of a taco. A stromboli is like a burrito. Tacos and calzones are always folded. Burritos and strombolis are rolled.
Nice.
Yeah,
that,
so...
That sounds, well, I don't know why I never thought of, like, doing that.
Yeah, it's a rolled pizza. So next time you order a pizza, just roll it up and eat it that way, and then you have a stromboli.
Sweet.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That sounds good to me. If you were running to the store to do an errand and you didn't have four wheels, you only had two, would you take a motorcycle or a bicycle?
Motorcycle.
Do you ride motorcycles?
I used to, but I was in an accident a couple of years ago. Actually, 4 years ago now. And my motorcycle got totaled. And I just never got back on. Well, I never wanted to buy a new one.
After that?
Yeah, I just didn't want to invest in a new one. Well, I do, but it's not really worth it.
Yeah. Wow, was it scary, that accident?
Oh, yeah. It was really bad.
Oh, thank goodness you're okay. I mean, that's the problem with motorcycles, right? So you could be the most diligent person on a motorcycle, but people now especially are such distracted drivers. I think it's tough.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened. I was crossing an intersection, had the green light, and the person coming the opposite direction also had the green light, but I had the right of way, and they turned in front of me, and I T-boned them.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound...
Any moment, and you can't even react sometimes, you know.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Oh, that'd be so tough. All right, dinner with these two choices, either The Rock or the Rolling Stones. Who do you pick?
Who was the first one?
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Or the Rolling Stones?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the Rolling Stones.
Wouldn't that be wild? I mean, what kind of questions would you ask me, you know? And you're a musician, so for you, that does make sense. And their music is timeless. I mean, how many decades have they been around where somebody could be 19, like my nephew, and he gets the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, exactly. It's classic.
It's classic, yeah. That's what it is. It's classic, absolutely. So... It would be an interesting meal, I would say, too.
Rock is not classic.
No. The Rock is a branding machine, though, and he's taken wrestling and branding his name into so many other things to a whole new level, so good for him.
That's true.
Right. But, and it would probably be, I don't know, probably be a fun conversation you'd have with him, but to be with an iconic band like the Rolling Stones, I think it'd be, I don't know, I think it's just a, seems like it'd be a no-brainer. That's, I guess that's what I would say.
Unforgettable.
Yeah, unforgettable. So you go to the Grand Canyon, you have a choice to have an authentic experience where you camp at the bottom of the canyon with, you know, in a real tent and everything, getting the water out of the Colorado River and, you know, putting the fire out and up and on and everything else. Or you can stay in the fancy schmancy lodge. Which do you do?
The Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
By far, yeah. That sounds really fun, actually.
But do you do the... Do you rough it a little bit with the...
Yeah,
you know, the tent?
Yeah. I love doing all that. Camping. I wouldn't sleep in a camper or whatever, you know.
You would... Yeah, you would... Not even a fancy schmancy lodge. You would opt for the roughing it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. All right. Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, the Grand Canyon's the best. For anyone listening, you have to put that on your list. I did the Grand Canyon, and I was dating this guy. I'll even say his name on the air. His name is Marvin Martinez, and he took me to the Grand Canyon. We had like one canteen between us, and we filled it twice. And we did the canyon in one day. Like, even we got to, I think we were like at the bottom, and the ranger said, that's really dangerous. But we did it. I mean, I hiked up and down the Grand Canyon one day. I think it took 8 hours, whatever it was insane. I weighed 2 pounds, and then I weighed 2 pounds less after I got up to the top. And I remember he said to me, oh, most women would complain, but you're a badass. That's why you could do this.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. But notice how that didn't last. I did it. I mean, yeah, I did it. Because you know what? That's it. I was not going to stop. Once I went, and that was the goal, like, okay, and I didn't know what I was getting into, there's no way I wasn't going to just keep going all the way around. No way. You need to do that and take pictures to prove it. Yeah, that's the name of the game. All right, Eric, until next week for another This or That, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're still all in this together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.